use the recently installed coin maintenance test line. The code is 511.
This test line was invented by Bell Labs in 1973, so this is a brand new test line being used from an older telephone, the three-slot coin phones that were going out at around this time, so it's kind of an anachronism. When I initially dialed into the test line, it made a coin detection and ground removal test. The two beeps indicate that it passed the tests. Now, believe it or not, this reorder is the test line's main menu. I know a lot of freaks ran into this thing, and when they got the reorder, they just couldn't believe you were supposed to dial over it. But you are. You dial a 2, 3, 4, or 5. First, I'll test the coin relay speed by dialing a 5. The three beeps were an indication of how long it took to return the coin, which it detected by the fact that the ground goes off the tip once the coin is out. We can repeat the test now by depositing 2 nickels, which will actually take longer for the phone to return, as indicated by the 4 beeps we'll get after the coin return. Also, when this tone is on the line, the voltage is so low that you have to make at least the initial deposit for the coins to register. You can tell the voltage is low as I blow into the mouthpiece. That single nickel only took 3 beeps worth of time to return. You know, I have a lot of tapes of this test line, but this is the only one from a 3-slot coin phone, and it's a lot more fun to hear it this way. The tone we're on now is called tone C, and this sounds a little bit like a tone we heard earlier, but it's not. This is high tone and low tone alternating at 120 IPM impulses per minute. Now, the previous tone that we heard that's similar to this is steady high tone plus low tone interrupted at 60 IPM, just in case you wanted to know. My tolerance for details is not as high as it was when I was younger. It seemed easier in those days. Anyway, I'm going to flash on this tone C, which will put us back to the main menu, the reorder. Now from the main menu, I'll deposit a coin, dial a 2. It'll make a ground resistance test, return my coin, and then make a loop resistance test. The 3 beeps indicated that those tests were passed with flying colors, and now we're sitting on a continuous high tone, which is the signal that I'm supposed to hang up to initiate the next test, the loop leakage test. Now, instead of hanging up, I'm going to just flash, and that's going to fool the test circuit into thinking there's something wrong with my telephone line. So it'll end up giving me 2 slow beeps instead of the 1 slow beep that it would normally give. Now, the thing about the slow beep signals is that they can also be taken as rings. You're supposed to hang up your phone, and then it will ring 1, 2, or 3 times to give you the result of the test. And then once you pick up the phone, the rings change to beeps. This is a very bizarre test line, if I may say so myself. From the main menu, 3 is coin collect, 4 is coin return. I'll pass on 3 and just dial 4. Thanks to Jeff Dobkin for finding the manual on this thing. I had actually not read about it since 1973 when it turned up in the Bell Labs record, and I'd forgotten what a lot of the tests were, but thanks to Jeff finding the manual, now we know. On the next few calls, I'm noting that even though Annapolis does not have zero-plus dialing yet, and in fact has an old-fashioned cord board for the operator, the zero is now delaying, waiting for more digits.
I just dialed zero, and there is a time delay. Now, when I was here before, it didn't work that way. It cut through immediately, so apparently they're preparing to cut over to TSPS. Now I've just dialed 02, and I'll continue to dial a 10-digit number.
Call cannot be completed as dialed.
Now dialing zero plus my own number. Now dialing zero in front of another local call. And it goes through normally when I dial zero first.
Thank you. Fort Meade recording one. The number you have just dialed has been changed or discontinued. Please consult your telephone directory.
Well, you can tell that was recorded during the daytime because you could hear other callers ringing in on the intercept line there. Now let me just say something about what the clicks on that last call correspond to, and the fact that I dialed 0+ in this case makes no difference. First, here's the sound that we hear when the marker takes us off the originating register and puts us on the first trunk, which in this case is a coin junctor. By going through this coin junctor, I can be sure that my dime will either be collected or returned at the end of this call. Now a sender is MFing into the coin junctor, and a receiver that the coin junctor is connected to is receiving those MFs. Now we're cut through to the coin junctor, and its receiver makes a second call to the marker, this time to connect the coin junctor to the outgoing trunk to the office we're calling across town. It also loads up a sender again, this time with the 5 digits of the number in the distant office. Now if you listen carefully, you can hear the outgoing trunk flashing like this. That was the flash, and now it's MFing, and now it cuts through. Now we're on a T-carrier trunk to the distant crossbar 5, which immediately calls the marker in the distant office now, which picks up the line link pulsing arrangement and loads up a dial pulse sender with the last 4 digits, which are now being dialed into the PBX we just cut through to, which rings.
Thank you.
Into the intercept line, which trips it and also makes a few extra clicks because there are other calls on intercept right now. During the 1970s, Dialing 1 first in cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco was unheard of. In fact, if you dialed a 1, you usually would not even break dial tone. These were the cities that tended to have crossbar 1 in them. Thus, on my first trip to Baltimore, I got to have a novel experience using a crossbar 1 where you had to dial 1 first. All the crossbar 1s I'd ever used were in cities where you could not dial 1 first even if you wanted to. The following recording was made from one of the bus stations in downtown Baltimore in the fall of 1974.
Oh, permanent signal.
Please hang up and try your call again. If you need assistance, dial your operator. Please hang up now. This is a recording. Please hang up and try your call again. If you need assistance, dial your operator. Please hang up now. This is a recording.
I'm calling from a crossbar 1 coin phone in Baltimore, the 752 exchange, and it's the only place that I've ever dialed 1 first on crossbar 1. Now, I'm going to demonstrate what happens if you do not dial 1 first, or if you dial 1 when you shouldn't. Okay, I've dialed 2, now I'm going to dial 1-2. In other words, area code 212 without the 1 dialed first. Okay, now I'm dialing 1 in front of 752. Now I'm dialing 1-212-555-1212. Now 1-800-222-1111.
Sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or request assistance from your operator. This is a recording, 3012.
That recording was from the Baltimore 4A crossbar switch. Of course, you can tell it was Baltimore by the pronunciation of the word Yes, and the Baltimore Tandem was the only place where they said, request assistance from your operator. The recordings in the rest of the North American continent said, ask your operator for assistance.
The number you have reached, 752-0000, has been changed. The new number is 727-6661. Please make a note of it. 752-0000 has been changed. The new number is 727-6661. If you need assistance, You may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
Nikon 75, may I have the name count, please?
Yeah, I'm testing, operator. Can you let me hear the recording on 955-9956?
955-9956. Thank you.
The number you have reached, 955-9956, has been disconnected temporarily at the customer's request. Calls are being taken by 599-2281 in southeastern Pennsylvania in the 215 area. Please make a note of it. 955.
All right, can you let me hear it on 539-9956 now?
The number you have reached, 539-9956, has been disconnected temporarily at the customer's request. Calls are being taken by 555-2368 in central New Jersey. In the 201 area. Please make a note of it.
Okay, thank you, operator.
Mm-hmm.
The announcement machines for AIS had 96 tracks, and that was enough room to put all sorts of locality names on.
In central New Jersey.
But the sad thing was that they were almost never used. And that includes the one you just heard. The only reason we even heard that is because there was a test number for it. The problem was that the AIS itself did not have the ability to automatically know to say those special locality names. Instead, the file administration people had to specially encode the number to make it say those phrases. So it was so much trouble that they mostly went unused, with the exception of Atlanta. Now this just broke my heart at the time to think that 24 hours a day the machine was sitting there going,
in southeastern Pennsylvania, in southeastern Pennsylvania, in southeastern Pennsylvania, in southeastern Pennsylvania.
And we were never going to get to hear them. Fortunately, for a time in 1974, the Baltimore AIS did have test numbers. You couldn't dial them directly. You had to come into an operator position and ask her to key the number manually for you. Then you could hear the special locality phrases. I did record them all, unfortunately, not locally from Baltimore.
In Laurel area, on Lower Eastern Shore, on Upper Eastern Shore, in Metropolitan Baltimore, in Washington County, in Allegheny County, in Garrett County, in Frederick area, in Westminster area, in La Plata Leonard Town, in northeastern Maryland, in Maryland near Washington, in Virginia, in central Pennsylvania, in southeastern Pennsylvania, in Washington, D.C., in southeastern Florida, in central New Jersey, in New York City.
Tracks 90 through 96 were reserved for special area codes, where it didn't have to be pieced together, like this.
201 area, 202 area, 212 area, 215 area, 305 area, 703 area, 717 area.
Why did I care? Well, in those days, I considered any phrase spoken by Jane Barbie to be a thing of beauty. I mean, she is the greatest voice in all of telephony.
You come up with worthwhile insights.
Well, it's true, Jane. You just have the best voice.
You're talkative and affectionate today.
And to me, in those days, any phrase that you spoke was like a shining pearl, which I wanted to have.
The romantic side of your nature comes out now.
But I don't really feel that way anymore.
Well, there's no need to shatter this image.
No, I didn't mean to...
All your charm and tact aren't always trustworthy.
But...
And you're dull, so have fun.
Jeez, I was doing so well with her, and now she won't even give me the time of day. Get it? Time of day? She's the,
At the tone, the time will be...
Right, never mind. While we're on the subject of AIS, let me just say that in 1974 and 1978, they did two major restructurings of the announcement format based on experience, because they found that people were hanging up before they'd heard all the information they needed to hear. Originally, a number in an area code was delivered as 7 digits, and then it would say in the, and then it would say the area code. Also, if a number was being referred from a temporary disconnect, you had to listen through several phrases before you even heard that there was a number to hang on for. To illustrate this, let me replay that last report, and I'll dub in a few hang-up sounds to show you the number of different places where a person could hang up too soon.
The number you have reached...
Cheap, lousy service.
955-9956 has been disconnected.
Heh, must have violated the tariffs.
Temporarily.
Yeah, that's right. We cut them off when they don't pay the bill.
At the customer's request.
Eh, I hate it when they go on vacation. Lost revenue.
Calls are being taken by 599-2281.
Okay, I got the number 955.
In southeastern Pennsylvania, in the 215 area.
Oh, there's an area code?
Please make a note of it.
Let's see. 251.
Well, for some fictitious characters, even a format change wouldn't help. But for most real people, they did change the format and it did help. A temporary disconnect was resequenced so that it was announced like this.
At the customer's request, 775-9977 has been temporarily disconnected.
If there was a reference to another number, it would say, disconnected and, very quickly, and then say calls are being taken by, and then announce the number with the area code first. Now I'm going to digress completely to something unrelated to Maryland, but we're just doing stream of consciousness here. AIS in Atlanta got its new software in the summer of 1980. There was a period where they were still running the old software, but were using an announcement machine which was intended for the new software. This resulted in some rather inarticulate announcements, as follows.
The number you have reached, 325-0111, has been disconnected, has been temporarily. 325-0111 has been disconnected, has been temporarily.
And then there was this one.
The number you have reached, 997-1111, has been disconnected, has been temporarily, at the customer's request. 997-1111 has been disconnected, has been temporarily, at the customer's request.
Well, that's it for this segment. In the final part of the Maryland Phone Trip series, we'll visit the one and only independent in the state of Maryland. It has a switch, which in other places is fairly interesting.
If you need confidential advice, it's a little bit dull.
Shh.